The Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
You've got someone on the phone over there.
Yes, I've got Alison from Real Employment Law Advice. Good afternoon, Alison.
Hi, Kevin. Nice to speak to you today.
And thanks for being here. Now, we can speak to you about all kinds of law surrounding employment, but the thing that's going around at the moment, you've probably seen a lot in the media, is people like Pimlico Plumbers saying, no vaccination, no job. How does that stand up in terms of what's going on with employment law?
Well, I would start by saying that the chap who owns Pimlico Plumbers is probably not the best example to follow when it comes to employing people or getting the best out of people. Obviously, he's fairly high profile and he's the kind of guy that says that kind of thing just for the headlines. But yeah, certainly there has been a lot of talk about vaccines, and the businesses I've been talking to aren't necessarily asking whether they can make it mandatory, but rather asking if they can require employees to tell them if they're having the vaccine or not.
Right.
I suppose aside from the sort of care home setting where it's maybe a bit more important to have the vaccine, there aren't as many employers like the Pimlico Plumbers chap who are saying that, locally anyway, or those that I'm talking to. But certainly it's something that employers may want to consider or may be thinking about.
So if you did ask somebody, do they have to tell you? If you are the employer, do you have to reveal it?
The short answer is no, you don't have to give over that information to the employer if they ask, because having a vaccination is medical data and it's classed as sensitive data. So you don't have to tell them. What I would advise employers to do, and what I am advising employers to do, is to make it voluntary for people to tell you, sort of encouraging them and explaining the reasons why you would want to know that. And you may not necessarily need to keep records of the individuals that have had it, but maybe the percentage of your workforce that have had the vaccine for the purposes of undertaking a COVID risk assessment, for example.
Ah, now that makes a bit more sense, because as you said, if you kept records of individual employees' vaccination status, you're effectively holding part of their confidential medical information.
Yeah, and it's really about a case-by-case basis, depending on what you do as an organization, what the individual does. So for example, if you have, let's just say, like a sales rep whose job it is to travel around the world for you or to other countries to undertake their job, then it may be more important and you might be able to justify a decision to say, look, you need to tell us if you're having the vaccine or not, versus if you have people who work in an office setting, who, you know, you could put in place the normal COVID secure environment to prevent or reduce the risk of COVID spreading. You might not need to know individuals that have it on a sort of compulsory basis.
So that's how this stands at the moment in law, but I imagine none of it's been tested at all in any sort of legal court anywhere.
No, I mean, things like the provision of data and data protection, the Information Commissioner's Office have issued guidance on this and have made reference to the existing law. So you can sort of see and apply it there and see how it would be applied. But in relation to, for example, a decision of an employer to terminate someone's employment because they've not had the vaccine, of course, that hasn't been tested. And in the same way as in terms of recruitment, you know, the refusal to employ someone because they haven't had it, again, you know, that's something that we might hear about, you know, in months and years to come as in cases go through the tribunal system.
And people like you will be keeping a close eye on that, I imagine.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's ever changing, and I imagine it will continue to change and evolve as the whole COVID situation evolves. You know, once everyone's gone through their second, you know, and if there's a third, vaccine or whatever happens, it's going to continue to evolve, no doubt.
And I know you said at the beginning we'll leave aside the care home and possibly the healthcare services, because they have specific needs and they have their own contracts of employment that cover that kind of thing.
Yes. I mean, I refer to that because when it comes to deciding things in the employment tribunal, for example, there's lots about the reasonableness of the decision of that particular employer. And it might be easier to justify a decision in relation to a care home or healthcare setting if you take that. So it's not a case of it applies to every employer. The employment tribunal would look at whether, you know, it's reasonable in that setting. What's the risk that you're trying to mitigate? Is there any alternative? And was it reasonable in that individual circumstance to, for example, terminate their employment?
Okay, it makes sense. So just to get towards the end of this then, Alison, if people need advice, they can come to people like you to ask before they get themselves into lots of trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's much easier to deal with it in advance than it is to try to unravel and unpick it later on. So yeah, certainly, you know, many solicitors like myself will offer an initial free call anyway or answer your question on email. So you can always get in touch with someone if you just have a general question, or, you know, if you're a business owner and you're not sure what to do, or if you're an individual and you've been pressured by your employer, then you can always get in touch and get some advice as well.
Indeed. Well, thank you for that. So it's a matter of degree and being reasonable, I think, is the answer.
Yeah. So at the moment, I would say it's very tricky for an employer to mandate that you have to have the vaccine or that you have to inform them that you've had it or not. But of course, it does depend on the individual situation.
Take advice first. That's what you'd say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Alison. That's really interesting. I'm sure we may get quite a few people contacting you or people who do a similar job around the country.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.